What you just heard was a big flock of sandhill cranes. Small numbers of sandhills occur in Arkansas every year during migration in winter. But you can see thousands of them during migration through central Oklahoma. There is power in these flocks. It reminds us of the old days when they ruled the prairies. I got to thinking about big birds because there's an even bigger one, the trumpeter swan, that once occurred regularly in Arkansas. Trumpeters have become extremely rare. Not as rare as ivory-billed woodpeckers, but trumpeters are now making an obvious comeback. If you've been over to the Buffalo National River this summer, you may have seen two or three trumpeters on the old mill pond at Boxley. These birds are part of the comeback. The following recordings are a little rough because they were made back in February on a day when part of this trumpeter swan comeback in Arkansas was underway. Trumpeters were going to be released. Excited folks crowded around the cages. The swans were anxious and were hissing at the fingers of little boys who weren't supposed to poke at the cage birds. That all adds up to a bunch of static in the recordings. It was fun to experience all of the noisy to-do about a rare bird. What you've just heard were swans making threatening hisses from within cages. Doug James and I drove to Hollow Bend National Wildlife Refuge near Russellville for the release of trumpeter swans that were reared in Iowa. Curious folks are milling around trying to get a close look. I'm trying to hold my sound recorder near a cage, competing for space with two curious boys. Karen Rao of Arkansas Game and Fish has been working with Iowa Department of Natural Resources to return trumpeters to Arkansas. After a lot of hissing, the time comes to get the big birds out and walk with them to freedom on the Arkansas River. Karen rounds up volunteers, including Doug and I, to carry swans from cages to water's edge. So I am honored by a close encounter with the trumpeter. That's 25 to 30 pounds of powerful bird, ready to be free. You must first hold their feet tightly, web feet the size of my hands. You firmly hug them to keep that 8-foot wingspan closed. Then there is the famous trumpet, a long neck, with an anxious, intelligent, dark-eyed creature winding around and over your head. With a long neck, it seems serpent-like, watching all, honking and hissing, way, way ready for release. Due to efforts by folks like Karen, the Iowa DNR, and others, trumpeters are coming back. Efforts to restore wildlife populations reflect well on us humans. Of course, many things have gone intentionally and unintentionally wrong on the environmental front. Take the big BP oil spill as the most current example. We are way guilty of many screw-ups. We still cause the extinction of entire species, but we are also willing to put our amazing brains to work to put things right. In this case, we are bringing trumpeters back. 16 swans found their freedom in Arkansas that day. This is a good thing to keep in mind when you go over to the Buffalo and get a look at the swans in Boxley. It's also a good thing to remember as we tackle other necessary environmental challenges.